A new report has revealed that new car sales has dropped 48.5% in the last month. Now, what does it mean? We'll be finding and talking now to Michael Higgins. He's the co-founder and managing director of Blinker, which is Blinker Car Subscription of Software. He's talking with us now. Michael, good morning, mate.
G'day, Michael.
Great. Thanks for having me on board, guys.
No worries, buddy. Mate, that's a big drop, 48.5% just in the last month for new car sales.
Huge. Huge. It's actually the highest that's ever been recorded. Since they started recording in 1991. So we've never seen anything like it.
Is that something that the car industry can recover from? And how do they think they're going to go in the months and years ahead?
Well, it's going to be a challenging time. You know, the car industry is, I think, despite what a lot of people think, is actually already a pretty, it's been a struggling business for the last 2 years now. They've had a year-on-year decline for almost 2 years. What I think is going to happen is I think they're going to have to start looking at different alternatives, so different options for moving forward. Example A is subscription, where customers use them as pay a weekly price to them instead of buying a car with them, so they essentially can change cars when they like. But yeah, there's a whole bunch of different ways of doing it.
Is that kind of like the old hire purchase setup that companies use?
A little bit, yeah, similar, but a little bit different. Essentially, the benefit is you can essentially take a car for a month. And then if you want to say, I want to take a convertible because I'm going away for the weekend, well, you take that.
Ah.
And then you go, well, actually, no, I'm having an extra child, so I definitely need more seats. So you add a seven-seater. So essentially it just gives you the flexibility.
But is any other country using this, Michael?
Many countries, yeah. So essentially it's becoming quite popular in the US, UK, a lot of Europe. It's become very popular, and so Australia is just starting to get its wings.
Is it like salary sacrificing? You know, I know a lot of people who salary sacrifice their cars, and after X amount of years, that they can either get that money and upgrade or whatever, but you can do this on a monthly basis.
Yeah, exactly right. So it's not necessary. So salary sacrifices and things like that, they're actually normally locked into a 1, 2, or even 3 year period.
Yeah.
And we think, especially post-COVID, we're going to see a lot of people going, I'm not as confident as I used to be in locking myself into a three-year period.
Yeah.
And so what this does is says, well, why don't we just lock ourselves in for 30 days? You know, I think 30 days
wow.
is crazy.
So
and
what,
then saying, yeah.
Is this something like, say, Thrifty or Hertz or these rental car companies will expand to include this sort of deal in their business? Or is this a whole new thing, do you think?
Well, I think it's a bit different. So Thrifty and Hertz, what they do is they have they have their standard cars. You'll have the base RAV4 and kind of they'll have two or three different models full stop. But what this allows you to have is the car that you would have chosen anyway at the dealership. So that's what's good about it.
And Michael, you're saying you can do it for 30 days, just 30 days.
Just 30 days. Exactly
what would it cost? What would it cost?
Well, it really depends on the car. So generally speaking, it's from $119 a week. Now, keep in mind, that actually includes all your servicing, registration, all devaluation, everything included into a bundle.
So you could go, standard Commodore and go, oh, I just need it for a month. I'll go down to Holden. Can I sign it up? 119 months for four weeks. And then just see you later.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. It's very exciting.
Mate, that may be
still though. If you're borrowing 20 grand on a car now and you want to pay it over 4 years, right? Which is what a lot of people might do. That's only half that amount per month, really, on your rental if you leave a balloon payment at the end of it. So
that's true. But what you're taking into account is you still have approximately $40 a week in registration and insurance anyway. You have to pay on top of that.
Fair enough. Yeah.
And then you have the evaluation, and then you have a whole bunch of other costs. So you're not. And this bundles all of it together. It's just a single payment.
Mickey, can you see though, okay, everything's dropped. Everything in the last 6 weeks has dropped. Can you see the car sales though recovering once we get out of lockdown and back into the normal groove?
I think it will recover, but I think we're going to get used to a new lower norm. So
right,
I don't think we're going to see this 48%. You know, that is huge. It's unprecedented.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I think what we're going to see is a marginal. We are going to see. It's never going to get to the best that it was again. That's what I don't see that's coming.
All right, mate.
Evolve or be destroyed for the car industry.
Oh, geez, he's harsh today. Michael, unbelievable. He want to take me outside and give me a flogging like a punch very soon. Michael Higgins, co-founder and managing director of Blinkit.
Michael.
Thanks for chatting, mate. Really interesting. We might chat to you in the next couple of weeks as well because there's more questions we'll want to ask as well.
Sounds great. Really appreciate your time. Have a good day, guys.
On
good
you, Mickey.
On you, Michael.
Thank you for that, mate.